Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 24th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapter 119. The importance of hiding God's word in our hearts. We read in Psalms 119, verses 9 to 11 like this. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Psalms 119 is well known as the longest chapter in the Bible and is divided into 22 stanzas, each beginning with a Hebrew letter and each containing 8 verses. God's word is mentioned in all but 3 verses, that is verses 84, 121 and 122. Of this chapter and is the main topic of interest in this psalm. One of the most crucial problems in the life of every young person is how to keep pure. The answer for this is by practical obedience to the words of the Bible. In the matter of holiness, there is a merging of human desire as we seek after God and divine empowerment as God helps us not to wander from His commandments. God does not make us holy against our will or without our cooperation. Someone has wisely said, the best book in the world is the Bible. The best place to put it is in the heart. The best reason for putting it there is that it saves us from sinning against God. God's word can keep us clean. We must heed God's word and hide God's word in our hearts. When we heed the word of God, this will lead to our lifestyles being godly. What areas of our lives can God's word cleanse? Number one, it can cleanse us from wrong thoughts. God's word will establish our total thought life when we focus our thoughts by reading, reflecting, meditating, and memorizing it. Number two, it can cleanse us from wrong words. When we recite God's word often, it will cleanse us from the inside. Number three, it can cleanse us from wrong actions. Jesus promises that this would be the case in John 15 verse 3. The words of Jesus, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And number four, finally, God's word will keep us from wrong thoughts, words and actions, or else wrong thoughts, words and actions will keep us from God's word. When we hide God's word in our hearts, we are arming ourselves when temptation comes. As we meditate on God's word, we come to know God better. When we have God's word stored within us, we are better able to hear God's voice when He instructs or guides us. We use God's word when we talk to Him, worship Him, as well as teach and witness to others. With God's word hidden in our hearts, as He abides in us, God's ways will become our ways and our lives will reflect God to others. So let us store up the word of God in our hearts so that we may be strong in the hour of temptation. Campbell Morgan said of the Bible, the best book in the best place for the best purpose. Let us read God's word every day to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. As we read the words of Apostle Paul in the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 like this, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.